Once again, I bring greetings from my home church of Union United, and blessings to you and to those who are online. I mean, sometimes we forget being here present in our flesh and bodies that we have others worshiping with us online. And you can give thanks to the pandemic for that. But we're grateful nonetheless that we're able to gather in Jesus' name. We're two and three gathered. Jesus says, there I am also. Let us pray. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Sing praises to the Lord. How wonderful is God in his holy places. The God of Israel giving strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. Blessed be God indeed. God, you are worthy of our worship and of our praise. Restore us and make your face to shine on us, that we may be saved. O merciful and loving God, speak to our hearts today. Open our ears to hear your message for us this day, and open our lips to share the good news of the gospel, and grant us always the strength and courage to be witnesses to your love manifest in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Today we took ourselves out of our busy lives, and we can give ourselves a pat on the shoulder for that. And we have gathered together on this Victoria's Day's weekend, where some of you, I'm sure, right now are thinking about your gardens and what you're going to do after church, right? But we have taken time to worship a God who's gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. A God who's good to all, and who has compassion on all he has made. So we see and we hear and we smell the season of spring around us, and we give thanks for the warm weather so far. And nature's coming alive from a place of deep sleep and rest, propelling us forward into the arrival of hot, sunny days of summer filled with heat waves. However, despite these wonderful and significant changes of the seasons, we cannot be fooled, and we cannot deny or ignore the fact that we're all living in uncertain and difficult times. We're all witnesses to a changing, disruptive, and very challenging world, despite the awakening beauty of nature all around us. The latest news feeds tell us of the still ongoing war between Ukraine and Russia. And now we hear of Ebola outbreak in the Congo, the Hunter virus on cruise ships, and of course, we can't forget, rising fuel costs because of the Iran-American war and the blocked Strait of Hormuz. And so much, much more is happening in the news that greatly impact everyone's lives. Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 4 foretold of these types of events and foretold of these times that these things will take place and that they will be the signs of his second coming and of the end of time. And despite these occurrences and their unwanted effects on our lives, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ instructs us in Luke chapter 21, verse 6. Jesus says to always be on watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Every Christian has a powerful tool in their toolbox. And should I ask what it is? It is called prayer. The act of prayer is explicit to the Christian life because prayer helps us to stay close and connected to God. Prayer helps us remain grounded and steadfast in our trust of God, who is all-knowing, all-powerful, all-present, and good. And God is able to do his will in and through us by the means of prayer. We are told in the scriptures that we're not to be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, we with thanksgiving present your requests to God. And therefore the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. We know that prayer is powerful because Jesus is the one that has instructed us how to pray. And our scripture reading of John 17, verses 1 to 12, tells us that Jesus believed in prayer. And consequently, we're told in scripture that he took moments and time away from his busy life on earth to pray. But we know at times it's not easy to put into practice the scripture passages that I just shared with you, Philippians 4, chapter 6, verses 6 to 7, that says, do not be anxious about anything, but present your request to God in prayer. It's not easy to put that in practice, especially in the wake when life knocks you to your knees. Yes, I agree that sometimes it takes a lot to get up and dust yourself off and continue to forge ahead. But you know what? We have to trust in God's plan. You have to trust God's plan for Seminole United to find a minister who will guide and help you on your faith journey. We have to believe that God got a good plan, and it is foolproof. And you know why? Because of Jesus Christ, who from since the beginning of creation has got your back, has got my back, and every believer's back. The scripture reading of John 17, 1 to 11 is a reminder of how blessed we are to have Christ on our side. This prayer is a beautiful illustration of how wonderful a friend Jesus is. The prayer that Jesus prayed for his followers in chapter 17 of John is also an illustration of a great team that God and his Son makes. Therefore, how can we ever stay down when the rough patches of life put a spoke in our wheel? No. We shall not accept defeat in our unfortunate circumstances, but get right back up and carry on. And please allow me to read once again the prayer of Christ for his followers and for us. And I prefer to read from the Eugene Peterson, The Message. Everyone is familiar with that translation? The Message. And John's chapter 17, verses 1 to 11, and The Message is as follows. Jesus said these things, and raising his eyes in prayer, he said, Father, it's time. Display the bright splendor of your Son, so the Son in turn may show your bright splendor. You put in him charge of everything human, so he might give real and eternal life to all in his charge. And this is the real and eternal life, that they know you, the one and only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. I glorify you on earth by completing down to the last detail what you assigned me to do. And now, Father, glorify me with your very own splendor, the very splendor I had in your presence before there was a world. I spelled out your character in detail to the men and women you gave me. They were yours in the first place. Then you gave them to me, and they have now done what you said. They know now beyond the shadow of doubt that everything you gave me is firsthand from you. For the message you gave me, I gave them, and they took it and were convinced that I came from you. They believe that you sent me. I pray for them. I'm not praying for the God-rejecting world, but for those you gave me. For they are yours by right. Everything mine is yours and yours mine. And my life is on display in them. For I am no longer going to be visible in the world. They'll continue in the world while I return to you. Holy Father, guard them as they pursue this life that you conquered as a gift through me, so they can be one heart and mind as we are one heart and mind. As long as I was with them, I guarded them in the pursuit of the life you gave through me. I even posted a night watch and not one of them got away, except for the rebel bent on destruction, the exception that proved the rule of Scripture. Now, after hearing the words of Jesus' prayer for us, we can certainly believe that Jesus is sitting upon his throne right now in heaven, praying and cheering for us with the hope that we will continue to hold on tight to him, that we would keep the faith to endure the difficult times that the world faces today and years to come. Most importantly, Jesus expects us to remain in fervent prayer, presenting our petitions before God for ourselves, for others, for all of creation, and for the world. Therefore, my dear friends, when life knocks us down and we struggle to get back on our feet, let us keep in mind Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6, that we trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. The following story that I'll share with you today is an inspiration for you and for me and all of us in the living God and in Jesus Christ that we put our trust in God and Jesus Christ, because we have so much more to lose if we think we can do it on our own. And we have so much more to gain if we stay focused and steadfast on Christ as our Lord and Savior and as our friend. Unfortunately, this story that I share with you, the author is unknown, but the story goes like this. A wealthy man and his son loved to collect rare works of art. They had everything in their collection, from Picasso to Raphael. They would often sit together and admire the great works of art. And when the Vietnam conflict broke out, the son went to war. He was very courageous and died in battle while rescuing another soldier. The father was notified and grieved deeply for his son. About a month later, just before Christmas, there was a knock at the door. A young man stood at the door with a large package in his hands. He said, "Sir, you don't know me, but I am the soldier from whom your son gave his life. He saved many lives that day, and he was carrying me to safety when a bullet struck him in the heart, and he died instantly. He often talked about you and your love of art." The young man held out his package. "I know this isn't much. I'm not really a great artist, but I think your son would have wanted you to have this." The father opened the package. It was a portrait of his son painted by the young man. He stared in awe at the way the soldier had captured the personality of his son in the painting. The father was so drawn to the eyes that his own eyes welled up with tears. He thanked the young man and offered to pay him for the portrait. "Oh, no, no, sir. I could never repay what your son did for me. It's a gift." The father hung the portrait over his mantle, and every time visitors came to his home, he took them to see the portrait of his son before he showed them any of the other great works he had collected. The man died a few months later, and there was to be a great auction of his paintings. Many influential people gathered, excited over seeing the great paintings and having an opportunity to purchase one for their collection. On the platform sat the painting of the sun. The auctioneer pounded his gavel. "We will start the bidding with this portrait of the sun. Who would bid for this painting?" There was silence. Then a voice in the back of the room shouted, "We want to see the famous paintings. Skip this one." But the auctioneer persisted. "Will someone bid for this painting? Who will start the bidding? $100. $200. Another voice shouted angrily, "We didn't come to see this painting. We came to see the Van Goghs, the Rembrandts. Get on with the real bids." But Still, the auctioneer continued, "The sum, the sum, who'll take the sum?" Finally, a voice came from the very back of the room. It was a longtime gardener of the man and his son. "I'll give you $10 for the painting." Being a poor man, it was all he could afford. "We have $10, we'll bid 20. No response. "Give it to him for $10, let us see the rest of the collection." $10 is the bid. Would someone bid 20? The crowd was becoming angry. They didn't want the painting of the sun. They wanted more worthy investments for their collection. The auctioneer pounded the gravel, going once, going twice. Sold for $10. A man sitting in the second row shouted, "Now let's get on with the collection." The auctioneer laid down his gravel. "I'm sorry, the auction is over. When I was called to conduct this auction, I was told of a secret stipulation in the will. I was not allowed to reveal the stipulation until this time. Only the painting of the sun would be auctioned. And whoever bought that painting would inherit the entire estate, including the paintings. The man who took the sun gets everything. The man who took the portrait of the sun gets everything." This is where the story ends for the father and the portrait of his son who died in battle, saving another life. But friends, our story continues still as we have breath and life to claim Jesus as our Lord and Savior. God gave his son more than 2,000 years ago to die on a cruel cross. Much like the auctioneer, his message today for you and for me and for all of us, the son, who'll take the son? Let us pray. Thanks and praise be unto you, O Lord, for you have given us your son, Jesus Christ, who triumphed over grave and defeated death. We would be ashamed if we asked for more. Praise and glory and honor and wisdom and thanks and power and strength be unto you, our eternal God, forever and ever.